Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine. I'm speaking today with Stephen Decker. Steve is AVP, Philly E&S Insurance Solutions. Steve, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks for having me, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Steve, talk to us a little bit about what you see as the biggest challenges facing the industry and how that's impacting surplus lines.
Well, it's a very challenging market right now. We're in the midst of an extremely hard market for just about every line of business. The major ones we write, obviously being property and casualty, both really facing capacity challenges. You look at the casualty lines of business, everybody's concerned about, you know, capacity and limits that they're putting out, particularly for excess casualty. On the property side of the house, you've got, you know, record natural disasters year over year, creating some really challenging conditions there as well. So how does that all, you know, relate to the E&S market? Well, the E&S market has traditionally been the so-called safety valve of the industry and, you know, providing capacity and providing creative solutions in challenging times. So that's kind of where we stand today, where the E&S market has, you know, really grown in the last few years and trying to provide that solution for the distress standard lines.
What do you see as the current market outlook for the E&S industry?
We're definitely in growth mode. So in the last 5 years, we've seen double-digit growth in the E&S marketplace year over year. Around 2018, I think the total E&S marketplace was around $34 billion, and by the end of 22, it was just under $100 billion. I don't know exactly what it came out to for last year or what the exact outlook is this year, but the given the current market conditions, that growth trend is expected to continue.
Steve, are there any particular risks or emerging risks that you're keeping an eye on these days?
One of the biggest is definitely climate risk. It's not really sort of what you would say new or emerging, but it's definitely, you know, becoming more challenging. So what we've seen is a lot of natural disasters. The industry tends to sometimes have a short memory. So for many years back in the late 2000s and early 2010s, there wasn't as much natural disaster activity. So a lot of capacity came into the market. And you know, rates continued to get depressed in a very, you know, competitive environment. So when the natural disasters eventually happened, like they always do, people started to feel the pain from that, and particularly reinsurers did as well. So we've, you know, the market's definitely shifted quite a bit with, you know, the return of natural disasters. But one of the things that we've really seen that's kind of newer to the industry is the so-called convective storm exposure. These used to be considered what you would call kind of secondary perils, where they weren't necessarily modeled for, like hurricanes and things like that. And these have actually become industry loss leaders the last few years. Actually, I read something recently that last year there were 37 storms that were over $1 billion each. Things like that didn't used to cause the pain in the industry that they are now. And these storms seem to be, you know, increasing with frequency and severity. And on top of that, you've got economic inflation. So, you know, the cost of labor, the cost of materials, when these losses do happen, it costs more to settle the claim. So you kind of have a perfect storm of events there between the storms themselves and the cost. So it's really put a lot of pressure on, you know, making sure you have rate adequacy, managing capacity, you know, managing the structure of your policies.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
You know, we talk so much about artificial intelligence these days. How is data and analytics and technology and, of course, AI impacting the E&S industry?
It's definitely making a big impact, particularly with, you know, data and analytics. Probably dating myself a little bit, but I can remember a time of, you know, paper applications and sort of that's all you had, that, you know, you pretty much had to take what you got on an application. You didn't have access to, you know, satellite imagery and modeling capabilities, and I think that continues to improve. I mentioned that, you know, emerging convective storm exposure where That's something that wasn't traditionally modeled as much, but that's definitely, I think the industry is moving a lot more towards modeling things like that and utilizing data such as, you know, individual risk characteristics like, you know, number of stories of a building, roof type, roof age, different things that, you know, make things more vulnerable to some of these perils. And I think the industry is definitely getting better at, you know, modeling. Obviously, these models are never perfect, but they hopefully point us in the right direction.
So, Steve, I've got to ask, what separates Philly E&S from its competitors?
Glad you asked. We definitely have a few things that separate us. First and foremost is our financial strength. So we're one of a few A++ rated carriers. So, you know, we're in a current challenging market where, you know, you need to be sure that your carrier is going to be in business and be able to pay your claims. And Philly definitely has a reputation for that. So we're, you know, in a very strong position there. We're also a very service-oriented company, so customer service is very important to us and speed of service. So we do our best to turn around things quickly, pick up the phone, you know, answer our policyholders and agents who, you know, who need us, and, you know, work off limited information sometimes. You know, we're not always going to have every piece of information on an account, but particularly on, you know, small business accounts, we try to gather the most relevant information and turn around a quote, maybe subject to some things, just to, you know, get something on the table for our agents.
Steve, so glad you could join us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
That was Steven Decker, AVP, Philly E&S Insurance Solutions, and I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.